Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with West Central Valley Superintendent Lance Ridgely about summer projects and getting back to school. This is part one of a two-part interview.
For the West Central Valley School District, the biggest change this coming school year is the elementary restructuring. If you can explain, to remind listeners, what is happening this year for the two elementary schools?
Well, certainly, Sam. Last year we went through a process where we talked with community members, we talked with board members, talked with staff, and we set up a committee to evaluate what might be the best approach for the West Central Valley Schools going forward when we look at elementaries. In the past, we've had two buildings. Both buildings served all grades K through 5. And the Stewart site actually has preschool in that building. So all our preschool kids were coming to Stewart for services, and then when they got to kindergarten, they were either attending Dexter or Stewart for their elementary kindergarten years. So we looked at that, and we talked about the pros and cons of the situation, and we looked at what would it be like to be in a grade-alike setting, and that means all the same grades in the same building. And we discussed that, and in the end, the committee came to the conclusion and made the recommendation to the school board that we would go into a grade alike structure as we go into the 19-20 school year. And so at the end of the school year, the last couple days of professional development, we spent time physically moving teachers from one building to another. And really, that process went extremely well. We had some great help from volunteers in the community. I won't name them off because I won't remember them all and then somebody will feel bad. But a couple of husbands came in. We have kids that had kids that came and helped. It just was, to me, I kind of felt like what that process should look like. Groups of people coming together to make something happen in a short period of time. And so the teachers have been in their buildings now for the summer. It's funny, some teachers, I call it nest, a little different than others. As they get closer to the school year, there's more and more activity that happens within the buildings. So teachers have been preparing. So what we'll have is preschool through second grade will be in the Stewart building, and then grades 3, 4, and 5 will be in the Dexter building. And we're doing our best to get the information out about how things are going to work and what's going to happen. And I still think there's going to be some questions that we have to answer over the first week or so of school in as far as getting students from A to B in an efficient manner. And the big thing I would let parents know is we have a plan, and we're going to execute that plan in the first few days, and we're going to evaluate it and talk about it every day. Primarily what we're talking about there is the transportation piece, because once the kids are in the building, it's going to run like the school's run before. We are starting a little earlier in each of our buildings, and so that has impacted some of our pickup times on our transport, on our routes, because we have added 15 instructional minutes to our school days. And so that's a little an adjustment that'll be made. Miss Otto and I were talking yesterday, our food service director. We're going to start serving breakfast at all buildings at 7:50. So we are starting a little earlier with that to match up with the earlier starts of the day. So those are some of the little things that are happening as we look at this year and some of the adjustments schedule-wise that we've needed to make. The other thing is, how are we going to shuttle kids back and forth? In talking with Ms. Foster about that process, one of the big things that we want to do is limit the number of times kids had to transfer on buses. And so Stewart will be a transfer point for the 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade kids from the west side of the district. And the way that works is if you come in on a bus that isn't going to be one of the shuttles, you'll get off and get on one of the shuttle buses. But we have two buses that will have a majority of those 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade kids on them. The kids won't have to get off and move to a different bus. We're not going to just have a 3rd grade bus, a 4th grade bus, and a 5th grade bus. We'll have two buses that'll be going over with a mixture of kids. And as far as the kids coming back, our younger kids, we're working on the timing so that they are, the younger kids that come from the east side of the district, as they come and meet at Dexter, they don't actually physically have to get off the bus. They would wait on the bus, our drivers would change places, and then they would bring kids back. And so we've looked at the number of kids that are really not going to be on the buses in Dexter that are going to be transferred. It's not very many. I think it's less than 10. So again, we've got to go through it a couple times, see what it works like, Ms. Foster and I have already scheduled that first day to talk after the morning and talk after the afternoon, because really we want to make sure that things work smoothly for those kids and for the adults involved as well.
So with the restructuring of the elementaries, have there been teachers who have shifted what grade level they're teaching, or are there any new hires you'd like to mention?
Well, we had our new staff report yesterday. We have 12 new staff members this year at West Central Valley. A little over, what did I consider? That's not quite a fifth of our instructional staff, because we have about 75 teachers, but it's close. So a good chunk of new blood. I mean, we have a whole new PE department because we had two retirees, and then Mr. Pauly and Ms. Peace, and then Mr. Wino got a job in a little closer to home, so he's no longer with us. So we have three new PE teachers, which means the PE department will look a little different this year. That's the best way to put it. We do have some new staff members in both elementaries. I believe we have two teachers that are new to the district in Stewart. Well, one's new old in that she has been here before and has come back, or left and then came back, and the other is new to us. And then we also have one who is new in Dexter as well, because of a shift in our administrative positions, in that we've added a director of teaching and learning, and we had one of our in-house people that applied and qualified and won that position out. Amanda Nims is serving in that role this year for us. So we've had a little bit of shifting as far as grade levels go, not a whole lot. And predominantly it was in the 3, 4, 5 grade levels. Without having the names and the movements in front of me, I don't want to speak to it because I'll get something wrong and then, you know, have to change that. But we've made some good adjustments, I believe, in where people are. And I believe we have some strong grade level teams across the district in the elementary level. You know, we're going to continue the process of fostering that importance of growing a team and growing that team attitude this year. And that's something that Ms. Nims will play a heavy role in working with those grade level teams and helping them work through any curricular issues that they're having or questions. So a little bit of movement, not a whole lot. So I think we're really pretty ready.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with West Central Valley Superintendent Lance Ridgely about summer projects and getting back to school. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.